Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Hey, welcome to the Vibrate and Elevate show. I'm sorry, I had to vibe for a little bit. I haven't been on the air in so long. Thank you again. Welcome to our Sunday evening show. This is Miss Latoya Bird, a.k.a. Miss Controversy Bird. I hope you guys are doing very well this evening because it is all that in Mo Better Miami. Thank you for joining me. Tonight, we're going to be talking about our city, Miami, and what's going on in the Tri-County area. And the reason why I felt charged to do this is because there's so much going on in our city. And, you know, when we think of a black Mecca, or a city where black professionals, young black professionals are thriving, we automatically think of Atlanta. And I'm like, wait a minute, but there's things going on here in my backyard, in my own city, in the Tri-County area, Palm Beach, Broward, and Dade. And I think there needs to be some light shed on that. So in the spirit of Mo Better Blues, we know the city of Miami is centered around music, scandal, might I add, and amongst so many other things. And so that's what we're going to be dipping into tonight. I have special guests, a few queens, a few goddesses that I had the honor of meeting in the past week. And so I reached out to them and I wanted them on the show because I think they are actually making Miami a Mo Better city. They're making this whole Tri-County area more better with the things that they're doing. So these are some event producers. I have Sheila Dallas Brower of the Spitters Open Mic Poetry, and I also have Felicia, your girl, Faye Martin, who is the owner, the creator of this reality and relationship show. And I'm so happy to have these young ladies on tonight. So join me in welcoming our special guests. Peace, ladies. Are you on the line?
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hello, hello. Is this your girl, Faye?
This is your girl, Fee.
Fee. Oh, correct me.
How you doing?
I'm doing better than good. Your girl, Fee. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm learning that she is the relationship, okay, the relationship go-to person in our Tri-County area because she's going to keep it real and keep it raw. Is that correct?
That would be correct. That would be correct. I'd like to tout myself, if you will, as the relationship veteran.
I just
put out a thing the other day saying, you know, I'm not a coach because I haven't scouted every team we're going to play. I mean, I haven't dated every brother, you know, and I'm not an expert because I've made mistakes. Yes, I am. But, you know, I definitely have the story to tell. I've definitely been on the front lines. I fought the fight. So when I tell
you
this is the better weapon to use, trust me when I tell you this was the better weapon to use. And, you know, in hindsight, I can see I should have used this gun instead of that gun. So I try to just make sure we don't waste our mistakes. I'm a big proponent of common sense. So that's my tout.
Absolutely.
Common sense.
a lot of us women aren't using our common sense, and they're not using the experience of our homegirls, of our aunts, of our mothers that went before us in the relationship game.
Or even of our own experiences.
Right.
I definitely
go through the same things over and over again.
Shout out to every homegirl I had in high school that got pregnant before 19, because they were the best birth control I could have ever seen. You know, watching them go through that baby daddy drama, you know, these extra arguments. You know, they weren't having fun with boys. They were arguing with them. You know,
wow,
mama won't babysit. Right? They arguing. They can't go out. They're mad all the time. I mean, the city of Miami was the best birth control. I knew I could not do everything there was to do to this city and in this city if I was around here with a little shorty early. So, I, you know, God bless my homegirl. Shout out to all of them.
Right, right. And we have to learn. Here on the Vibrate and Elevate, on the Vibrate and Elevate show, we do everything on so many different levels to elevate our listeners, to elevate our followers and our community. And what you're saying right now in regards to Miami, Florida birth control system, it needs to be live and full effect. And we also need to have a drama control system. They need to have a pill for that down here in the city. But I wanted to definitely also say hello to Miss Sheila of Spitters Open Mic Poetry because of you, we started our show back kind of early. And so I would like our listeners to know a little bit about, like, what you do and what events that you produce. And I'm going to go back to you, Fee.
Okay. Oh, well, right now things are really picking up for us because we have quite a few events going on. Now we're doing the fourth Sunday of each month down at Homestead at the Martini, Flagler Martini Zamora. That's actually where we met. That's once a month. We're doing a Spitters Lounge where I have a live band, poets. The next show we're going to have is if we want to do a little erotic. That'll be our first erotic show. That's going to be the end of September. It's not going to be August. But then there's the next. We have on August the 15th. I have the three-year anniversary of Spitters Open Mic Poetry. It's going to be at Collie Square at the Children's Art Gallery. And then on the 22nd, we have a back-to-school drive. That's going to be a really large event. I partnered up with a couple of organizations in the area. We're going to do a back-to-school event. We're going to give away book bags. All the performers for that event are going to be children. So we have Lifelines coming in to support your group. I'm headed by the poet Heather Hero Wells. She's coming.
Okay.
Then I'm going to have the Panther Extreme, which is the extreme football, I mean extreme, cheerleader squad. They're going to also perform. I have a young man. He's a rapper. My name is Suspense. He's about 9 or 10 years old. We have the Youth Conquerors, which is a gospel rap group, which are also a girl rap group, and they're all about 11 to 12 years old. I mean, it's going to a whole bunch of children. I partnered up this Spitters Open Mic Poetry, also with Boss Queen Incorporated, Push for Greatness, Charming Kids Couture, as well as Hair Couture Designs. We're doing that big event on August the 22nd. So we are accepting donations, and if you're there, that's a free event. Both of those events in August are free events.
Okay, wait a minute. You gave us too much, Superwoman.
I gave you too much. I'm sorry.
That was too much, but I need the listeners to know.
It's so much going. It really is a lot going on when you think that there isn't something going on. There are very things going on in the area.
Right,
and to squeeze it all in at one point. I'm sorry.
No, we're gonna give you another opportunity to zoom in on some of those events. And like you and Fee that are doing something in the community, anything that's on a positive note, we need to get on our bullhorn and share and spread the information because just like I was speaking to Sheila right before the show, you don't know how many people down south, when I say down south, I just mean the whole Dade County and then super everything from Coconut Grove down, that core group of people, Grove and down, we always complaining about there's nothing to do, there's nothing to do. I always got to drive to Broward. I always have to, there's nothing to do around here. And in actuality, there's so much to do. You have the historical ghouls right here on 216. You got Collie Square under our nose. And I know Sheila is doing an event there on August 15th. You have Ghouls period, the Ghouls family reunion that just took place last weekend. A positive event. Organizers, young organizers putting these things together. And it's no excuse for not having fun in your backyard. And so I wanted to talk about that a little bit about you all. I wanted to honor you all, and there's so many more that I want to honor because I know a lot of people that are making Miami more better. And I want to give a shout out right now to Chrissy Rapps in the building. I see your line. I'm going to get to your call. I want to give a shout out to her. I want to give a shout out also to Katie's Closet. And also to Jamar Akeita, our resident intuitive guide. Those women that I know here in the South Florida area, they are making it more better. Why? They're young women who are in business for themselves. And I think this is one of the first steps that you can do to improve your own living, your own value of living as you improve the community. Get involved with something that you like. Get involved with something new and creative. This upcoming fall season should be packed. Your calendar should be trump tight. And on that note, I have Sheila's and I have your girl Fee. I have her information, their information in the show description. All you got to do is click on their name. It's going to go directly to their Facebook page. And so to make Miami more better, one of the things that you have to do is be social and know how to be effectively social. With the internet nowadays, that's how I found out about Sheila's event. This is how I'm learning more about, you know, your girl Fee and what she's doing in the community as far as the relationship and the panel. I don't have time to sit down and interview every single person that I meet. You have to make it work for you. And I want to thank you ladies for being prepared for opportunities like this. You know, what if we were scared when we didn't give ourselves the opportunity to talk? And, you know, amongst black women, it's a little fuzzy sometimes when you meet a black sister. You might say hi, and she might cut you with her eye, and you know.
Well, you know what?
No.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's when you are trying to be in business for yourself and you're also a black woman. Anybody, I think, that's willing to say, you know, that I ask you, well, what is it that you do? I'm interested. You know, I just want to be able to tell anybody and everybody who will listen about, you know, about better. Anybody that's, you know, that's interested. Once I found Fee again, I was like, I was posting her stuff. And, you know, I was sharing her stuff because I knew I had such a good time. So,
That's just the love right there.
I can say sometimes, like you were saying, sometimes you don't want to compliment or say something to another female because they might touch you with their eyes. Well, no, I don't. No, I'm not really worried about that because I just, my intentions for doing it are going to still be the same. You know,
right?
Yeah, I mean, my whole business is for other women. I mean, relationships is definitely for the women. You know, so I'm definitely not one of those chicks that is worried about other women doing, you know, that's just not in my DNA to be worried about haters and being a hater. Sheila did her discussion show, you know, I came down and supported because I believe that we need to have more of these conversations, whether it's me producing it, somebody else producing it. It's just, you know, believing in someone's dream and knowing that the conversation is necessary.
That's right.
But, you know, relationships is a time-told topic that just doesn't go away. You know, it's going to be here whether we are, you know, watching TV in the moon on a piece of glass or we're watching it on a 13-inch black and white. It doesn't, you know, technology will never affect the heart. You know, future progress will never affect the need for love. So I feel like we need to talk about this relationship. Right, we need to get these things talked about because people will always be in them. I mean, if everyone were to look at what the fundamental issue is with most of everything is somebody is saying, I don't feel loved. Whether you're talking about the Israeli-Palestinian war or Black Lives Matter or Cornelius down the street who got his baby mama pregnant again for the second time, it's all about I need love. So, you know, LL Cool J was on to something when he made that song. So we need to have that conversation because that's a that's a fundamental thing that everybody across the world is looking for. Everybody across the world wants love. That's a universal like a mug.
And not many people want to admit that definitely.
Right. It's a requirement, I think, living this human journey. We need to, here on the show, we're advocates of love. And love, it basically raises your frequency on all levels. It's only two major emotions, love and fear, and the derivatives of that. And so when you focus more on balancing who you are by checking your love-o-meter, you know, first you need to love yourself. And then this is how you can attract and be in interpersonal relationships, positive interdependent relationships with other people. And this is what builds a community, and this is why I think Miami is becoming more better. And like I said, this fall season coming up right now, we shouldn't have any excuse on loving more. We shouldn't have any excuse on having more fun. We shouldn't have any excuse on being more involved because there's so much available. Ladies, right now I have a caller on the line. Miss Chrissy Raps, are you with us?
Yes, boo, I'm here.
Hey, listen, thank you for calling in. I just want you to know that you have been mentioned for making Miami more better because you are doing something on the health tip. As we push forward in our community, and those of you that know me and know the show, I lost 80 pounds in 80 days. So I'm a huge advocate for health. I'm a huge advocate for mind, body, and soul transformation. And so all the women on the line tonight are involved with that in their own special way. And I wanted to bring Crystal on because we had an opportunity to hang out the other day, and it's like, you know what? Miami is more better. The music, the life, the lifestyle, the fun, especially Black Miami. Black Miami has so much historical, you know, content that really doesn't get a lot of airplay, you know. And one of the first things I think we need to do to change our tradition, you know, to improve it, is one, start with ourselves. Like Fee said about love, and if you're loving yourself more, guess what? Health is wealth. And so, Chrissy, can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing to make Miami more better?
Oh, man, awesome. Yeah, so basically what I've been doing to make Miami a little better is, of course, networking and socializing a little bit more. What I do is with the Body Wraps. I'm a distributor for a company called Invert, and we tighten, tone, and firm your skin in 45 minutes. So what I see a lot is when I go out to these parties, I go to the beach, I see our Black women just frolicking around everywhere, thinking they cute, but they're not looking cute, not looking healthy, not looking, you know what I mean, not looking up to par. And they're attracting the wrong type of men. And so, you know, my goal really is to educate women about, you know, taking better care of themselves, tighten up their skin. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's amazing that you've lost weight. But tighten that skin up. You know what I mean? Look good about yourself. Feel good and look good about yourself. So that's what my thing is, and I'm trying to make Miami better and empowering Black women. So that's my thing right there.
Well, listen, you talking to the choir right here. Okay, so after losing 80 pounds, right, what had happened was I need to tighten, tone, and firm. So I need to meet with you for real, that tightening gel or whatever you said it was called. I need some of that on tomorrow. Yes, that one, that. I need that. And what you're saying is true. Like, I see all women of all shades, when we go to different networking events, you can look at a woman and you can see that her confidence level may be low for whatever reason. It may be due to a failed relationship, and or it may be due to she's just not social. She doesn't get out. And see that, I think one of the things that each of us on the line could do as a strong woman is that we can go to that that other woman who we see, you know, and give her a boost of confidence. Say hello, you know,
right,
compliment her on something.
Exactly. Right. Not being cold and right being nasty. Just come to her and be like, oh, you know, that's a really pretty top, but you know what? It'll look a little bit better if you that. You know what I mean? So it's your approach too. You know.
You know, when we do heaves drop, you know, that's my all male relationship panel that I do. You know, it's amazing how the men resound and repeat that word, that how much they appreciate confident women. And whether the woman 250 pounds or 120 pounds, it's really how she wears it, how she feels, you know, how she presents herself. And it's good to hear from the people that, honestly, we're trying to attract, that they really do look on the outside and they just want to see your whole package. They want to see that confidence coming from the inside, that, you know, no one can wear that confidence like you can. No one can put that outfit on. Only you can wear your confidence in a certain way. And the men will tell you that they are very attracted to confident women. Not loud, braggadocious women, but confident women.
All right. So wait a minute. This panel of men that you were talking about.
Yes,
it's refreshing to get feedback, to hear men, a man's point of view, and to hear what men have to say. And I'm really appreciative. I can't wait to your next event. Could you let us know? We have 10 minutes left, so we're getting ready to wrap up the show. Could you let us know your upcoming events?
So it's Eavesdrop with an H, and the season one finale is on Sunday, August 16th. It's going to be at the First Class Cafe in Pines, and the topic is single in South Florida. Is it Miami or is it you?
Yeah. Rewind. Rewind.
Single in South Florida, is it Miami or is it you? Because at some point you got to stop blaming the city. You know, everybody else around you is like, what's the dealio? And, you know, we have some great guys on the panel. We have William Cook, Sean Tyrell, Money Mark, formerly of Trey Plus Six, Analogy and G.S. Cole, they're great poets from around the city. So it's going to be a great time, ladies. You know, $10 in advance, $15 at the door. And we're going to have 8 men, you know, tell you exactly what you want to know, tell you exactly what the men in South Florida are looking for, and, you know, maybe you'll walk out with better chances. I don't know.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Like, okay, so we need to talk off air, because I already got, like, these ideas coming up in my mind in regards to being single. Is it Miami or is it you? The same way that women that are in successful relationships are thriving in a relationship, you need to find a sister who's single and take her under your wing. Don't take her to your house. You know what I'm saying? Don't take her to your house. But just take her under your wing and, like, give her some pointers. Because I'm single, I'm sexy, I'm cool, I'm a professional.
But that's what Heaves Drop does. They're going to give you everything you need to get it going today.
We cannot wait. And I also want to let the listeners know that we actually had a show. We did a show last year called, you know, Why Are You Still Effing Single? And F stands for freaking, but whatever. Why Are You Still Freaking Single? And it was a cool show. We had Dawson on the show and my co-host, Z Marie. Shout out to Z Marie. She wasn't able to be on the call tonight, but she sends us her love and light. And she missed Miami. She's up in Chi-Town in Chicago doing her thing. So we did a show centered around that, and I think that's one of the things that every city needs, you know, needs some light shed on, that single life. But I'm here with the Essence magazine with Erykah Badu on the cover, the latest issue, and they have an article in here that says, "We'll Travel for Love. Are you willing to travel?" And it's talking about these women, different women, who, you know, improving their odds and going to different countries, going global. So I just want to put that out there for everybody. But definitely, thank you all for chiming in on the Vibrate and Elevate show. We're getting ourselves together for a awesome fall season, fall and winter season coming up. What we want you to do, we want you to make this fall season a social season with purpose, with fun, with creativity and community involvement, the Miami way. All right, we need you to do your due diligence and connect with people and network effectively. Network on the spot. If you don't have your card, don't let that be in the way. If you don't have your website, don't let that be in the way. Connect with people. Support people who are doing something that is worthy of supporting. You understand? And while you prepare yourself for opportunities. So the way you make Miami more better is improving you first. Add that love to the situation. Check out a dang on calendar. Network with some people. Network with some of your coworkers, the ones that you like, and just make the most of it. Just make the most of it. I want to thank you for everybody that chimed in. I know I got a few more callers on the line. Let me see if I can get some lines open. Welcome to Vibrate and Elevate. Thank you for making Miami more better. Who is on the line?
Still on this line.
Oh, I got Chris on this line. I open up a new call. We won't bite. We promise. I got a caller from 0805. Thank you for chiming in. I also got a caller from 6536. Thank you for calling in on the More Better Miami with Vibrate and Elevate. If you have any closing remarks, feel free. If you have a special shout out, go ahead and do so.
Hey, this is Crystal again. I want to give a special shout-out to all the ladies and all the callers that called in today, and especially to Ms. LaToya, a.k.a. Ms. Controversy. And if anybody interested in wellness, weight loss, please give me a call. My number is 786-299-4525. You can check out my Instagram, Chrissy Rapp U on Instagram and Facebook, Crystal Morgan. Just hit me up.
That's right, and definitely check out all the links on the show description. Our special guests have their links, and if you want to get to Chrissy easier, if you click on my link, I think it goes to my Facebook page, and you'll see all of her stuff on mine as well. And, again, we're advocates for raising the frequency of our community, all right? So definitely check out PNCConsultingFirm.com. Also, new addition, check out Elevated Health and Wealth, ladies and gentlemen. Losing 80 pounds in 80 days wasn't easy, but it was fun. Two snaps in a circle. Anybody interested in transforming their life, that's what I'm here to do. And like Fee said, you know, she's a veteran in this thing, and so am I. I'm a veteran in this lifestyle transformation. So thank you so much for chiming in. Don't forget to check out Sheila.
Yes.
Fitters, Open Mic Poetry, and don't forget to check out your girl Fee. All of that information is on the show description. And we just going to ride out for this last 2 minutes in Miami style. Yes.
I just wanted to say that, well, this is Sheila from Fitters Open Mic Poetry, and that's how you can find me on Facebook and Instagram. And telephone number is 786-327-0470. And thank you for having me.
Bye, Sheila.
Bye.
I just wanted to say, make sure to grab your tickets for He's Off, the only all-male relationship club in South Florida. Find out why you're single. Is it the city or is it you?
Check us out.
Awesome. Thank you, ladies. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for making Miami more better.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.